Hi everyone, welcome to the Mentopad podcast. So before we start out, let's answer a few simple questions. Who am I and what am I doing here? So my name is Samarth Nair. I'm currently an undergraduate fourth year student at a university studying electronics and communication, and I am also a UX design intern at a company called Make My Trip. So what am I doing here? I am here to talk about UX design, what I do in my life, how I relate everything in my life to UX design, how everything in my life, my journey through college, my journey through life, and even my day-to-day activities all got me to where I am at the moment. So just like everything out there we learn, let's start out with the definition of UX design. What is UX design? What is user experience? Let's divide it into different parts and learn through it. User experience design. Let's start with the first two words. User experience. What is user experience? User experience is the feeling, the working of anything out there you use. And how do you use it? Right? It's not just to applications or website. That's what people are using nowadays. So that's what people are focusing on. But there's a lot of stuff out there you use, which you don't even notice. When you use your bag, do you think about what's in it? What's the bag made out of? Why are there things on the bag? Why are there pockets on the bag? Why are there zips on the bag? No, you don't, right? Somebody might have thought of that and made sure that it's of the optimal performance for you, right? You get the best ever experience on using a bag. Why does an old bag, let's say a 19th century bag, have a button and the new bags have a zip? No. It's not because zips were established later. They were, but they were established to solve a problem, right? And the problem was to make things accessible faster and make things secure as well. So that's another user experience around us, which we overlook, right? Everything around us has a user experience behind it. So that is user experience for you. Now let's get away from all this extensive knowledge kind of stuff and get into story time, right? Who am I? How did I get into UX design? And what was my journey? So I started out as a web developer, just like every engineering student starts out. They start out with coding. So I joined my university with just one focus in my mind. I had to join a group over there, which was called Google Developers Group. Yeah, so each and every person has different views and has different ways of proceeding in life. You might want to join a different club or a chapter or a group, or you just want to do it yourself, but you need to stick to it. So my aim was to join a group. That was Google Developers Group. I was very inspired with what they did. I was very inspired with the name of Google. Obviously, the name of Google attracts people, and I was one of them. So the day I joined the university, I looked up on how their recruitment goes out and when it starts. So the recruitment started. I gave my interview. I got selected somehow, and I got into the web development team. So I had a little bit of knowledge into web development. But when I joined in, I was told I'm not that good at web development. What I do in web development is just web design. I'm just making things beautiful. I'm not making things code efficient. So that's where my biggest journey in life started. That was my design journey. So now that my design journey has started out, I am part of the place I want to be at, but I'm not doing what I wanted to do at the first place. Well, nothing's wrong with that. Everybody grows in life. You change stuff. And at the end, you learn stuff. And you grow into it. So I kind of got away from web development. I got into design. I started making posters. And I realized that, okay, this is really fun. And what I actually was doing was just design only. So yes, I was guided right. Now comes the second phase of my life. How I got into UX design. Till now, I was just making posters. And I was making cartoons on poster. I was making videos. I was making animated videos. That was something I learned. But I never actually understood that how applications were built, how websites were built, what things go into it. I always thought that developers made it. There was no actual thinking about how a design works or how an application looks. I just looked at an application and said, wow, this developer is amazing. But then I researched a little and I understood what goes behind it. There's a lot of things that happen in an application. There is the backend that gets data. There's the frontend that shows the data. But what's really happening and how it looks and what makes sure that the user understands it is user experience design. And that's where my journey into user experience design started. So when I got into user experience design, I got into it and I was overwhelmed by the fact that what people are doing around me. And I knew I had to grow fast. And I'm very sure that all of you around there are also overwhelmed by the amount of work people are doing out there, how they show themselves to be very productive. But don't take that to your heart. UX design is not about learning skills or making stuff. UX design is building your language. UX design is understanding others' languages and then incorporating it into your language. It's building a new atmosphere for somebody. It's like taking two different colors and forming a new color that has never existed. That's exciting. Yes, that is very exciting. And that is the main reason why I was very excited for it. So I researched a little. And I understood what UX design is. I understood that it's not skills. It took me 15 to 20 minutes to understand what the tool for UX designing does. It just makes rectangles and circles. Maybe sometimes it makes triangles as well. But yeah. So, once I got the hang of the tool in the 15-20 minute short period I had with them, now came the difficult part. I just sat out and started making designs. And I'm very sure a lot of people out there are starting doing that as well. And what I did not realize, what was important, was to look at others' work, was to talk to people, was to understand the problem. And now came the next part of my life. Now that I understood that building applications, how they work and how the UX design flow works out, and I had an idea of the tools, I needed to get onto the level of what people are doing. And I just could not get to that level. So I went out, I started researching, I started looking at people, I started copying their designs. And that was the first decision of my life. I started putting out app designs which were made by others. And it was not my idea, right? Well, I did not research. I did last minute work. And it was the worst thing that could have happened to me at that time. So, slowly and steadily, just like everything else in your life, you learn through it. And within a month or two, I started to learn that what I'm making is not something I like. It's something that the other person who's posted it likes. And I'm not really sure that the people who I'm making it for also like it. So I started researching a little more. And I got to the fact that I need to look at other people's design, but I do not need to copy it. I do not need to copy one design at all. I just need to go online. I need to search for thousands of designs. Understand that what different kind of people are doing, then talk to people, then understand the problem, and then pick out the best parts, mold it up, give it all I can with all my inspiration, with all my creativity, mold it into something that I like as well, that what others like as well, which I talk to people about, and then put it out. So yes, this was the most important part of my life. And this could not have happened by just researching and then just building stuff. I needed to do projects. I needed to work with people. I needed to understand what people are thinking. So a lot of storytelling has happened. And now it's time to get into the technical stuff. So then you might have a lot of questions on your mind. How do you do UX design? What are the tools of UX design? What are the courses for UX design? I wanted to start out with UX design. How do you start it out? How do you relate to developers? How do you relate to people who are using your application? And how do you find the exact way to build an application? Well, all of this is simple. Very simple. How do you start out with UX design? You just start out. There is no specific way to do it. You just start using it. You just start doing it. You are already doing it. You just need to pay more attention to it. You are listening to this podcast on Spotify. Now, while you're using Spotify, you can look at stuff. You can understand why things are happening. Let's say you click on a playlist. That playlist expands to show your songs, but also shows you a number on top for the number of songs that are there. Notice that. Why is it showing that? It's improving your experience. So when you start doing that with everything around you, with specifically the applications and website you're using, that's your stepping stone into UX design. And that's where you know, yes, this is interesting and I want to do it. So what are the courses for UX design? There are no courses for UX design. Well, technically, there are a lot of courses out there that explain you the tools. There are a lot of courses out there that explain you the best practices for UX design. And that's very important because basics are also important. And without basics, you're nowhere. What do you need to build your style as well? So what I suggest and what I personally did was I just went out and started using the tools. It took me a longer time to learn, but I learned it better than any other tutorial out there. When you learn from a tutorial, you're following someone else's steps. You're following someone else's methods. And that might not be the best method for you. Let's say you want to draw a line. Some people use a ruler. Some people use a D. And some people just draw it with a free hand. And what if the tutorial out there is for you to draw a line using a free hand and you're not good at it with drawing with a free hand? You need a ruler for it. You need to find your ruler to draw that line. You need to find your best way to do UX design, to use a tool. And that's the best way to do it. You start out, you start using it, you keep understanding it, and you do stuff your way. And once you're done using stuff your way, you have a better mental grasp on how things happen, and you understand why things happen and why you're doing it in a way. Now, once you have the basic knowledge from your side, go ahead and look at those tutorials. Some of those tutorials, you might say, wow, this is great. I might start using this. And you use it. It improves your flow much better. And for some tutorials, you might say, nah, dude, this is much, much worse than what I'm doing. This is much slower than something I am doing. I am doing it better and it gives you confidence. So yes, there are no courses for it. You can go on net and you can read up on stuff. But what I suggest you do is you start out yourself and you later come back to those courses. There's a lot of courses on YouTube. There's a lot of courses on Skillshare. But keep all of that secondary. You should never have a course to motivate you to do something. You should want to do it yourself. Coming down to the point of collaboration, be it with the users of the applications or the developers, that's one of the most important points of user experience. And that comes to each and every user experience designer later in their life when they realize that this is the most important part of a user experience. You might make designs which are beautiful. You might make designs which are functional. But they are for you. Until and unless you understand what a developer does and what your users are doing, you're not going to make it faster or functional for them. You're just making it for yourself. So, how do you relate to developers? Well, you understand what developers are doing. You talk to the developers. You get into their language. I'm not asking you to understand coding and to learn coding. But you can look at how they work, right? So let's say you're building an application
And there is a back-end developer, there is a front-end developer over there. Well, you go to the back-end developer and you understand. Okay, dude, you're taking this email address and this password and you're storing it, right? And what about confirm password? Are you taking in both the old password and the new password? Why are you doing that? Have a conversation with them and understand what is in their mind and what is their environment that they work in. You need to make things easier for them. What if you don't know that they take the new password and the old password for changing the password? And you make a design which does not have that, that just has one password field to change the password. It makes a pressure on them to change stuff. So have a good conversation with them, understand what they're doing, and if you think anything is wrong in their approach, let them know. And maybe they'll let you know the next time they think you're doing something wrong. And that's where you understand them better. Same goes for front end. Understand how they are building websites, how they are building applications, and what is their environment. What kind of things are possible for them? What if you make something in design which is not possible for them? It might be possible for somebody who has 25 years of experience and is the best front-end developer, web developer out there. But it is not possible with your web developer. He's learning at the moment. He or she actually is learning at the moment. And you just build something just because you want to. That degrades them, that they implement it on a very low level. They do not implement it well. And that enhances the gap between you. The people around you, they understand that you do not understand the developers, and that affects your users. Well, also, you need to understand the users of the application. And how do you understand those users? The users of your application are around you. When WhatsApp was built, they had no users. But now everybody is using it, right? People were given the application and then they started using it. So when you build an application, just show it to people around you. Show it to your sister, to your brother, to your father, to your mother, to your grandmother, to your friends. And note down what kind of people say yes. What if your mother says no, but your sister says yes? And your friends say yes. Then you understand. Dude, this application is not going to hit older people. This application is just going to hit people around my demographic. Now you understand what kind of people you need to interview. Now you understand what kind of people you need to talk to. Now you understand what kind of people's data is more important for you. You can ignore a little bit of data from people who are above 40. And maybe this could just motivate you that why? Why is it that my sister likes it but my mother does not like it? I need to make it easier for my mother as well. And that's where your intrigue grows. That's where you yourself grow. And that's where your application grows. And that's how you understand the users. Now that you've heard a story, you've understood all the technical terms, you've understood how UX design works, what you need to do to get into UX design, what you need to understand a developer better, to make your application better. Well, the next thing is just go out there and start doing UX design. Start understanding UX design. And there's a lot of stuff out there that you need to do with UX design and relate it to your life. Well, it's story time again. So, how do I do things around me and how do I relate everything I do with UX design? So, let's talk about, I game a little. I play Counter-Strike, right? And I am building applications for students out there. I'm building applications for people, young people out there, right? Let's say I'm working with a startup that's building an application for a younger generation. So how do I relate it to my gaming? Well, I play a game which is used by a lot of young people out there. So I kind of understand how buttons look in it. I understand what people are looking at daily. I look at it in a much deeper impact. And I understand what people are doing in the application daily and what their mindset is, right? They play the game 4 hours a day. So why not? Let's use it. I play it for, let's say, 1 hour a day. 5 minutes of my time when I'm loading into the game, I can see how the game looks. I can understand how the game looks. I can browse through the settings. I can browse through the menus. And I can see that what is different from a traditional application. And maybe if my application is catered more towards the younger students, to the younger people, or even if I'm building a game, my knowledge from that gaming in my life comes into my UX design. Let's take another thing for an example. I play the guitar. Well, I use an application on my phone to tune my guitar strings. I use an application on my phone to record my voice. What if 2 years or 3 years from now, I get a freelance project where I am building an application for musicians, a tutorial one, or maybe I'm working with a company that's making tutorials. They're making videos. Even if they're not making applications, they're making videos. And they're making videos for musicians. I can give my insights that I saw an application, they're doing it in this way, why not note it down? People are using that application, and I think we can do it in a similar manner so that people have a consistent experience. Yeah, so everything you do around you, try and relate it to UX design. You watch a TV show, you watch it on Netflix, you watch it on Amazon Prime, browse through it, see what Netflix is doing. Why do they have such big icons and such big images? Why don't they show the IMDb ratings? Well, here's a very small fact for you. They do not show IMDb ratings because they do not want users to watch less movies. You tend to watch less movies when you know their ratings. Right? It recommends you movies, but it never shows you that it's 6.2 rated on IMDb. Right? It never shows you the Rotten Tomatoes percentage as well. That's because they want you to watch more. There are plugins which added for you that improves it for a person to filter out movies, but Netflix as a company doesn't do it. So that's something you can look at. You watch movies on Netflix daily. Notice that. So everything you do around yourself has to be related in UX design. And if you just look at it in a deep manner, you'll understand it's UX design at its core. Why do picture frames have a handle behind it? Everybody knows why it's there. To keep it upright. Yes, but somebody thought of it. I'm pretty sure they were plain in the start, but somebody understood the problem. They solved that problem. So yes, look at stuff around you. Do stuff around yourself and understand why you're doing it and build it into your user experience language.
Now, this is where the realization struck me. I need to do projects. I need to get involved with people, and online research is going to help me, but it's not going to build my quality. It is going to build a different kind of quality, but it's not going to build the quality of myself. So, as I talked about a brilliant group before this, the Google Developers Group, I'm a part of it. I went there. There's a lot of products that are being built over there. There are a lot of projects that are happening by students over there. So, I collaborated with other students. I talk to the developers, I talk to the other designers, I talk to the people who are making the product, and I also talk to the people who are going to use the product. This kind of helped me understand what UX design actually is. It helped me build a better product, which helped the developers, which helped the people who are using the product, and which helped me as well. So, I cannot stress the most important part of learning anything, not just UX design, is doing products, is doing projects. And products are projects. Each and every product that is in the market today was sometime a project, right? Even your smallest company that is a startup right now is still a project, is getting into the product stage. So yes, start doing projects. And that's where you get your atmosphere. That's where you get your scale to the next level. And that's where you build your UX technology.
Another thing that's very, very important for a UX designer is being connected to the realm, right? And that kind of relates to what I said before. Once you are doing stuff and you are constantly learning stuff, reading stuff, watching stuff, you grow your sense, right? It's very important to be connected to the UX design industry. It's growing rapidly. There are a lot of jobs out there and a lot of companies are giving it a lot of focus. They are building new and new things every day and they have a UX theory behind it. If you're interested, give it a read. Even if you're not giving it a read, let's say Facebook changed their design. They had a blue design before, they have a white design now. They had a settings page before, now they have a settings pane. Yes, it's different. You don't have to read their article to understand. You just look at their application, you understand it yourself. Maybe you do not understand it to the core levels of why they did it, but you kind of understand it to your extent. You might say, no, dude, I don't like it. You don't like it? Why don't you like it? And that's how you're connected with it. So that's very important. To be connected with everything in UX around you. To be connected with the UX design industry. If you can, read articles. That's very good for a UX designer. If you can't, and if you don't like reading articles, it's not a problem. Observe the new things around you. Just experience the new things around you. But you need to do that. That's very important. So I think I'm done here. I have given a lot of gyan per se. So I hope you all had a great time. I would like to thank the MentorPad team for having me here. And you guys can find me on each and every social media except Snapchat. I don't open Snapchat. Just search Samat Nair. I'm a UX designer. I am out there. I'm there to help you out. If you have any doubts, feel free to reach out to me. I'll talk to you. You'll talk to me. We both will grow. At the end, just keep yourself hungry. Even if it's not just UX design, be it anything, have the drive for it. And keep one thing in mind. What I'm saying here is not the only way to do it. It's my perspective. And you need to build your perspective. Be it in UX design, be it in anything else.